L-E-T-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
It's showtime, folks. Welcome in. Chasing Big Joe here on this Wednesday, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Hope you're having an awesome start to your day. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. What's up?
All just trying to catch our breath from yesterday.
I was tired. I got home because obviously, like, after we did our show and everything broke, I had a bunch of behind-the-scenes stuff. I was listening to our great coverage and everything. And I got home and I sat down and I was like, I'm tired.
Mentally tired. But how could they fire the director of security? That just took me over the edge.
Yeah.
I saw that. How do you do that?
Yeah, there were obviously some other
what in the world,
other move, like Anthony Robinson, the assistant GM, they fired him. And then, yeah.
I think it's Pastrana, the video guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
People that have been there for a while.
Great guy. I mean, that guy was just, anytime he needed help or anything, he was there. I was like, what are we doing here? And then Brent Akers, I mean, he's been there forever. I just keep it going. But
yeah.
What a day, man.
Paul broke a lot of that, those stories. But it just, what a weird day. I mean, it was certainly a very weird day. Yeah, so the four you mentioned, Vice President of Team Operations, Brent Akers, Vice President of Football Technology, Anthony Pastrana, Assistant GM, Anthony Robinson, and then Senior Director of Security, John Albertson. So they were...
Yeah, they were the reason. That was the reason why this team was bad and all that. So I don't know. Anything else going to happen? Who knows? Who knows? But...
Well, I saw Jared's report that supposedly Chad Brinker and Brian Callahan are going to meet either today or tomorrow or something. I don't really know what that means.
And nobody's going to address the media, are they? Nobody's going to come out and talk to the media.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I could see Chad doing that by the end of the week after he's done stabbing people in the back. I mean, what? I mean, look. Okay, so I want to start on this. You know, you and I have talked to a lot of people through this whole process, and we don't know exactly what happened in those walls. But my perception is, and look, I was on the "it's time to move on from Rand" bandwagon, and if you've listened to me long enough, I don't fire people. I'm not the radio host that gets on the air and goes, fire this guy, fire that guy. Like, I don't do that. That's not my style. Because if you do that all the time, you're just going to stay in this vicious cycle and it's not going to fix anything.
Correct.
But I thought under the, I guess what they're describing as original job description of general manager, that Rand did not do a good enough job at his job to warrant keeping his job. But I also said that you should clean the front office out, bring in a new GM, and let the new GM decide on the coach. Instead, they have basically, in the course of the last 2 years, promoted the guy that was hired by the guy you just fired as his assistant. Beautiful. Over him.
Beautiful.
And he's the one that fires the guy that hired him. Is essentially what this is. And it does kind of appear that there was a little backstabbing going on. That's how I'm taking it.
From Brinker?
Yeah. Whether that's true or not, that's how it appears to me. Reading the tea leaves and putting some of the dots together. The other thing I'll say, and I haven't said this, and you know, I talked to TD a little bit yesterday and I was like, I'm gonna bring this up. Again, I didn't think Rand Carthon did a good enough job as GM to be the GM. There were things that definitely had to get better. But I also, kind of looking back at it now, I do think the guy was just put in a position to fail. Like, I just – the way the setup was, You know, he was put in this position. Hey, here's Mike Vrabel, the coach. Get along with him. Collaborate. That he had never worked with, didn't know. So
is that word again?
There's strike one. Then, after a year, clearly they're seeing some things they don't like. They take the guy that he hired to be his assistant GM and say, hey, we're going to put him as the president of football operations. We're going to make you vice president, but we're going to make him president of football operations. And then we're like, well, who reports to who? Who's whose boss? And it's like there was that, you know, out there. So that's kind of putting him in a position, a no-win position. And then, you know, he doesn't speak. It's very clear that he's being, you know, kept in a room somewhere. You know, they don't want him out in public, and then he's finally fired. I just, you know, again, that was probably going to be the eventual outcome. But it just does kind of smell of a bad organization, a bad owner. She's a terrible owner. I've heard it said. I'm saying it. I mean, it's very, very clear. Mm. She's a bad owner. And this is yet another example of a poorly run organization. And it's sad to me. It's very, very sad that this is where we're at because I love the Titans. I want the Titans to succeed. I want to go and cheer and be a fan just like all of you. But it is really hard to get behind such a bleep show organization like this thing is right now. And what's interesting is I'm seeing a lot of the same reaction of people that are almost, you know, I'm not heartbroken because it's sports and it is what it is, but it's like there are people that are sitting here going, we wanted change. They make change, but they keep certain people in place, and it's almost worse. Like, right. And look, I could be proven wrong. And if Chad Brinker proves me wrong and turns out to be the savior and be a great GM slash president of football operations and hires what's going to have the title GM, you know, that helps him be great, then I'll be the first to say, hey, I was wrong. Good job. Congrats. But I don't have any faith that that's going to happen.
No, it's not. And it's, as I said, she's the most disliked person in town right now. Not going to change for a while. Things that are going on. People are upset because they like this football team. They love having this team around. And we all know what happened 25 years ago today was the crowning great moment for the franchise. And to look at it now, it's like, what in the world? I think it's funny. She gave him extension, Rand, back a year ago, talked glowingly about how great he was. Vrabel bitched because he thought Rand wasn't ready. Basically, Vrabel, and through all this mess, Vrabel comes out smelling
Vrabel was right.
Clean. Like, he comes out right, smelling clean. So now, you know, now you have to, you have egg on your face. And let's stop this whole, well, she's got to pay this person that. This woman.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Is worth several billion dollars. All right? It's not like she's got to go to Truist Bank and take out a loan. She can pay people. Don't worry. So stop feeling sorry for her. It's just bad. You're the worst team. You're the worst franchise. It's all coming to light now, how bad it is over there. And is what's the time to? I don't know. And people are like, well, you know, things can change in a year. No, not with this franchise. Not how bad it's gotten. It's not going to. And the fact that she flew to Houston, didn't meet with anybody, and fires them over the phone, allegedly, is just showing a very lack of business and a lack of getting things done. And it's just bad. It's sad. You know, it's a sad moment for this team. Sad for you fans who follow this team and invest money in it. So I don't know where they go from here. Now you got a GM who allegedly and sounds like – you know, snitched on a lot of people going on. The whole thing, falling asleep on the plane.
That was low. That was, it's, look, I'm not going to lie. I chuckled when I read that the first time in
right.
Paul's article. I fall asleep in the car, as you've well documented.
Right.
But, like, that was low. And there's only a few people that would know that. And Brinker's one of them.
Yep.
And so it's like using that, it just... The narrative that I've created in my head in watching all this is like, did this guy sit there,
you know,
talk to Rand Carthon, you know, when he was interviewing for the job, think to himself, this guy's a sucker, the owner's a sucker. Oh, I'm gonna take this and I'm gonna be running this thing within a couple of years.
I
like that
out.
Kind of snake in the grass mentality.
Right. Brinker's the kind of guy in eighth grade when the teacher's like, all right, class is dismissed, see you tomorrow. He stands up and is like, well, what about our homework? That's Chad Brinker. He's a guy that's like, what about this? You forgot to bring this up. He's that guy, the guy that's going to snitch on everything. Do you want him running your situation? I mean, do you? Whatever. If you do, you're in for another year of doing this and that. So this fire is going to keep going on for a while. But I just think it's funny that the about face from Amy Adams, when she gave him extension a year ago and talked glowingly about how great Rand Carthon is, and now he's gone. So, oh, man, it is something. And this is – when you think it can't get any worse, it does.
Yeah. And, look, again, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that I get proven wrong. I want to be wrong. I want this thing to turn around. I want her to, you know, be a good owner. I want this to be a successful franchise. And I want to see them win a championship. But there's no evidence that shows me that they're going to be able to do that right now. There's not.
Nope.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. John McClain going to join us at 9:30. We'll get his thoughts on everything. We will just see moving forward. But what do you think? Now that you've had a little time to process it all, Rand Carthon out as the general manager. Chad Brinker will lead the search. What do you think? 615-737-1025. It's Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 1025-1063 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063 The Game here on this Wednesday. John McClain going to join us at the bottom of the hour. I have a feeling it's going to continue to be an interesting day.
Look, man, it's not just any Wednesday. 90 years ago today, Tupelo, Mississippi, young man was born.
Is this Aaron Elvis Presley's birthday?
It is.
Is it Aaron Elvis or Elvis Aaron?
Yeah, Elvis Aaron.
Elvis Aaron.
Yep. Sorry. 90 years ago, he'd still be alive, man. You imagine that?
Elvis didn't die. He just went home.
Just went home. Somewhere in Arkansas, he's a preacher. Right. What'd you say, Dr. Crane? Your aunt believes?
No. Nobody in family relations thinks this, but somebody I know thinks that
he was
Elvis,
real quick on that. Yeah,
let me just be very frank about this. Somebody that I know.
No, you're Nick. You're Nick. You're not Frank.
Right. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Anyways, they're saying that Elvis is still alive. He's working at a very small, just, I guess, diner, and he's like a busboy. I don't know.
Can you imagine 90-year-old busboy? I'll be there in about a day or two to clean your table.
That would be awful. That hey, I be. Spilled some. Can I get an extra napkin? Oh, 1 minute. 45 minutes later.
Shows up.
Can I have my check, please? I never got a napkin.
Hey, what's the Wi-Fi here? Huh? What? Good times.
I'm enjoying reading some of the texts.
That's okay, buddy. That's through. Your job.
3045 says Chad Brinker is Eddie Haskell.
Yes. Good morning, Mrs. Beaver.
That's actually
you're true. Looking fantastic today.
Let's see. 2883 says all this organization did was piss off both sides of the fan base, the ones that wanted to keep everyone and the ones that wanted to fire everybody. The franchise is a joke. The owner is a joke. Might as well go make Chad the GM and just be done with it. Look, in every sense of what the general manager is, for those of you that, you know, listened to Floyd when he was here, what Floyd was as the GM, what John Robinson was as the GM, that's what Chad is now as the president of football operations. The new GM may have the title general manager, but he's not going to have the same decision-making ability and power that a traditional general manager has.
Will you read 0560's text to us? It's
Warren.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. I have never contacted 1025, but listening to the 9 o'clock show, we're the Chase and Big Joe show. Thanks for listening.
Appreciate you.
Do a character assassination of Chad Brinker without any direct knowledge of the situation is very concerning and frankly appalling. I know it's a radio show when you express your own opinions, but it might be a good idea to have a few facts before going down this track. Warren, thanks for listening. Thanks for texting in. I gave an opinion, and I do have some facts. So,
yes, we do. Right?
I don't have to share all of those. That's kind of how this works sometimes. Sometimes there are conversations you have that you don't share everything. You kind of use it the way you need to use it. You know how this works, Joe.
That's right.
But I do have some things that kind of back up my – but all it was an opinion and an observation. I'm not saying that it's fact. I'm giving an opinion. That's what it is.
Warren, are you Chad or is Chad Warren? I need to figure this out here.
And look, I want to have a conversation with Chad Brinker. I do. I don't know Chad. I want to get to know Chad, but and maybe he can clear some things up.
Character assassination, Warren.
That's a strong accusation.
Very strong. We are reporting on things that we've read from people that we trust.
And conversations we've had.
And we like to have fun. If you don't like to have fun, you don't like to laugh a little bit, then I'm sorry that your life is absolutely miserable. We have fun on this show in many ways, and we like to laugh. And we'll laugh all the way to 11 o'clock today while comparing this and that. You must not like late night TV back in the day because they did the same thing. And people, they don't watch late night TV anymore because it's stupid. But back in the day, that late night TV was built upon having fun and reporting on things that they had heard and read. So, Warren, we love you. Continue listening and continue texting.
3722 said it was nice of Chad Brinker to listen and text his thoughts.
That's right. Thanks, Chad.
Let's hear more from Warren, a.k.a. Chad Burner. That's from Paul.
Oh, man.
Alex from Nashville. Chad Brinker could really help himself by holding a press conference for once, but this franchise doesn't believe in those, apparently.
He really could.
He could. Here's the other thing. So Paul talked to Chad and to Burke Nihil, the president and CEO. And good on Paul for asking the question of why doesn't Amy speak? Why doesn't Amy have some sort of not even that. Like, we've seen, you know, she's done a couple of sit-downs with Paul. I think she's talked to TD. You know, she's done the Teresa sit-downs and then Mike Keith and all that stuff. But, you know, she won't talk anymore. And so Paul asked that question. And basically got the answer from Burke Nihil of, I've been empowered to speak on behalf of the organization. Chad's been empowered to speak by Amy about the football team. And so that's basically what we're doing, which is just, look, I'm not bashing Burke for that answer because that's what Burke's been told to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing his job. So I'm not blaming him. But that just right there is a perfect example of how bad this is right now. You're the owner. You're the owner. Speak.
You guys are great with these texts that are coming in. As always, we love to hear from you. 615-737-1025. It's just, these are great. You guys are great.
Yeah. Should I read Taylor's?
Sure.
That was definitely Chad's girlfriend, Amy, texted. Again, here's the thing. And I hope that they hear this and realize this is how their fans perceive them right now. Like, I mean, this is how there's some people that I like that work over there that I feel awful for today. I mean, I do, like, because they're having to deal with all this crap.
Well, but sure.
Like,
yeah.
You know, it just shows you how the fans feel about the organization.
It is. Austin, you make a good point on the text line. It's hard for me to say that the new GM won't have the power. It all depends who he hires. If he hires an experienced GM, then I think they would have more power than you think. He's not going to hire, at least in my impressions, he's not going to hire somebody with more experience than him. I don't think you hire somebody who's better at the job than you are. Am I wrong about this?
I don't think so.
I mean, you don't want to hire your replacement, do you?
No.
You don't. I mean, and that's what...
And that's essentially what Rand did.
Yeah.
And he didn't know it at the time, but...
Nope.
But look, it also, I'm basing everything and just kind of putting the connecting dots and looking at things and conversations I've had. It just feels icky. That's the best way to put it. It just doesn't feel right. And again, you know, maybe they can clear some of that stuff up. You know, that's why I think a press conference or conversation or whatever needs to happen. But, it just doesn't feel right with how all this has gone down. And again, this is coming from somebody that I didn't think Rand was doing a good enough job and it needed to go. And now I almost kind of feel bad for him.
Well, you feel bad for him because was he getting hamstrung at some point?
Yeah, I don't think he ever got a fair shot.
Right?
It just feels like he just never got a fair.
It reminds me of the scene in Tommy Boy where Tommy's girlfriend was sitting the orders out, you know, and then Rob Lowe comes in and directs the orders going someplace else. Was that what Chad Brinker was doing behind Rand's back was making
things. I'm telling you this, too. To
it
your,
sounds, yeah.
To your point, everybody was blaming Vrabel, and everybody was saying that Vrabel couldn't get along with Brinker. And, like, if you read the Athletic article that just came out about Vrabel, that was, you know, it was kind of there to clear some of that stuff up. I don't think Vrabel was a problem.
No.
I think Vrabel tried.
He knew.
I think Vrabel tried. I think
he knew.
Yeah. I think now look, I again this goes to I think it became apparent pretty quick that okay, maybe Rand wasn't ready for a job like this. And if that's the case, fine. Then try and help him. You hired him, so try and help him. Don't make him go out there and do a press conference when he had nothing to do with firing the coach and make him look incredibly weak, because that's what you did.
Now I want to go back and read and listen to all the comments that Brinker had about Rand, knowing that he was absolutely bold-faced lying. What the hell is going on? It's like a Peyton's Place over there. Not Peyton Manning, but a Peyton's Place.
It's Melrose Place.
Yeah, something going on that's just awful, where it is backbiting and conniving that's going on over there. I mean, why would you want to work for that? That's awful. And that's your football team. No wonder they can't win games.
It was
no wonder. I do feel bad for Rand. Will never talk because he's getting paid, and I understand that. But my goodness, whoever scores that interview with Rand Carthon, and if it's an unfiltered, I mean, it'll be. That's I've always said, PR people. This is where they drop the ball. PR people always react instead of act.
Yep.
Always, and that's what gets you in trouble. Every time I worked in news or something going on, and I went to see a situation that was happening in news as a reporter. And that whoever the subject is got out in front of the story, then we had nothing in the media to do.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we have to report on what you just said. Now it's you control the narrative. Right now, everybody controls the narrative on this Titans franchise except the one person who should. The owner who has hightailed it back
to
Houston.
She could fix a lot of this.
Who's hightailed it back. Don't they have professional PR people working with her? I don't know. But
they do, and I'm not blaming them. No, I'm not.
No. I don't call Robbie Bourne the professional PR people. He's within the organization. There is a structure outside where you go outside and you freelance with a big, like a – we have
like
great,
an advisor that can be like, great, hey, this is how you – okay, I understand.
We have great PR companies here in town who do just that. Robbie's just doing the message, and I don't blame them at all. Those guys work their asses off, and I would not want that job. They are not the problem.
Yeah.
But you go and you hire McNeely, Piggott, and Fox or whatever.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. The problem right now is Amy.
Yeah.
And her hearing that or somebody telling her that it's being said, I hope it pisses her off. It should piss her off. But my message is do something about it. And I just you've shown no evidence that you will. Real quick before we get to John McClain, Dylan wants to join us. Dylan, what's up?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, yeah, so I just wanted to say, so I feel like back when, you know, it was Robinson Vrabel and we had the actual good years, I feel like Amy was kind of out of the picture a little bit and she stayed back. And then we had those couple seasons where we were just absolutely injury riddled, but we still always made it to the playoffs. And I feel like around that time is when she started poking her nose into things and getting too involved. And I don't know if like someone was telling her that or what, to, you know, hey, if we're not as injured or something like that, maybe we could go further. And that ended up leading to Chad Brinker analytics and stuff like that. But I just feel like if she were to hire the right GM, like a proper GM and no one above him, and then her step back, do you guys think that that would help fix things? Because it also just doesn't make sense to me how you become more involved with your organization while simultaneously never talking or stepping back publicly.
Good
point. I just wanted to get y'all's thoughts on that.
Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate it. Look, he makes a really good point. She did kind of stay out of the way when things were good. And it's almost that to me, I think some of the great leaders – know when to get involved and know when to stay out of it. And I think she, when things start going bad, that's when she jumps into action. Like, oh, I need to get involved. Because it worked with Wisenhunt. Because she got involved, she fired him, and things got better. So she thinks that's what she needs to do now when really she doesn't. There's times where you just kind of have to let it play out. Because you've hired people to do a job. You need to let them do their job. And that's why I've been – very adamant about with John Robinson that she should have given him an opportunity to fix it. Did he screw up on some things? Yes. I think he would admit that. But you need to, he deserved an opportunity to try and make it right, and he never got that. And, you know, Rand never – it sounds like Rand never just had a he didn't have a chance to begin with is what it sounds like. I don't know. We'll get John McClain's thoughts from Houston coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Elvis Presley, what would have been his 90th birthday. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Wednesday. And I have been looking forward to this conversation. Obviously, I look forward to it every week, but especially today. John McClain joins us now from Houston. John, a lot has changed with the Tennessee Titans since we last spoke. They got beat by the Texans. And wore the Oilers uniforms, and now the GM has been fired. Rand Carthon shown the door yesterday. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I got to say, Chase, you're a genius. You told me as we were signing off last week that you thought Rand Carthon would be fired. I thought it was preposterous to fire a guy when he's only been there 2 years and only been in control, total control for one. And I don't see many people are too sad about it. But the thing is, it's just a very strange setup. I've never known a team who had somebody with final say over the general manager. Now, Jerry Jones has final say over the GM, but he's the GM. So it's just very strange. Just add Chad Brinker's title, give him the title of general manager, president of football operations slash general manager, like Nick Caserio's executive vice president of football operations slash general manager. You'll see that quite a few places. But really, the GM, as you guys know, will be a glorified personnel director. And with no say on final say, he's going to have influence. But as Chad Brinker, who I've never met, I heard good things about him when he was with the Packers. And I noticed Paul Kaharsky yesterday pulled out a quote he got from Matt LaFleur last year about Brinker when he was hired, and LaFleur praised the heck out of him. And but it's just strange. And I saw the quotes where Chad said the job's not what it used to be. Well, the job should be what it used to be. You're head of the personnel department. You have final say on all personnel decisions. You work with the head coach. You generally don't force the head coach to take a player he doesn't want, because he doesn't have to play him. Now, with most teams, the head coach has final say on game day of the game day roster. So if you shove somebody down his throat he doesn't want, he doesn't have to play him. Just like if there's somebody he's dying to get, you don't like him, then you may the coach is going to play him come hell or high water to prove that he was right. And that's why you have to have a good working relationship. And maybe it's all going to work out great. And I have no idea, you guys would know this, what was Brinker's role in hiring Brian Callahan? How do they get along? They're going to have to hire a GM who believes in Brian Callahan. And, of course, they cannot blow the first pick in getting a quarterback. And all these so-called experts that say it's not a good quarterback draft, that could ultimately be true, but right now it's ridiculous to say that when they've not the very, very small part of the scouting process is what they do in college. It's all about what they do from here on out. So, and there's all guys that shoot up the charts. And you don't have to, you can get a good quarterback. Look where Bo Nix was drafted. Everybody said they reached on Bo Nix. Bo's turned out to be great. So they can get a quarterback. And you guys know until they get a quarterback, they're just spinning their wheels. And people say, well, bring in a bridge quarterback like Kirk Cousins. Well, you might win 7 or 8 games and you don't have a chance the next year. So a lot of things going on, but it's clear Brinker is in charge and you can't blow your number one pick. And I thought, number one, people here, I said, why are people here getting excited about beating the Titans? They wanted to lose. The players didn't want to lose, and Callahan didn't want to lose, but they had so many players out, and they pulled players, and they got what they needed, which was the first pick in the draft. So it was sheer genius.
John McClain is with us. You know, we've had the conversations with you on the comparisons between Amy and Bud, her father, and, you know, they obviously are different. But One thing that I feel like, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, in all those years that you covered the Oilers and you had a relationship with Bud Adams, things were defined. You knew who did what. You knew what their title was, what their job was, what say they had. And the issue here, especially the last couple of years, there's been confusion with that. You know, what you just mentioned, what Chad Brinker's role was in hiring Brian Callahan. He was hired as the assistant general manager by Rand Carthon, and a year later, he's president of football operations, and Rand is vice president. And it just, there's not a lot of definition there on who does what and what their role is. Is that a difference that you see between Amy and her dad?
First of all, it tells me Brinker gets along really well with Amy, and she trusts him to put him in that role. But who knows what kind of role he had last year. And it's interesting, since John Robinson was fired, was that during the 22 season?
Yeah, yes.
And now Vrabel being the hottest coach on the market is so interesting to watch how that's evolved up there. Now, they hope they got it right. Next year, you'll get a quarterback, and it'll be like it is in Washington. The guy will turn out to be really good, and you'll win some games, and people will get really excited about it, and we won't be having these conversations. The way it was with Bud, and this is the way it is with most owners, they want to know what's going on. Big decisions they sign off on. The problem is, who do they listen to? Do they listen to people who want what's best for the organization, or do they listen to people who want what's best for them? And so often you see people making decisions that's best for them. What can I get out of this? Can I get promoted? Can I get influence? Can I make more money? And one of the reasons I liked Steve Underwood when he was in the organization for 40 years, he never did anything that was what's best for him. Yep. It was always what's best for Bud in the organization, and when he was there with Amy, what's best for Amy in the organization. And he was never afraid to tell Bud what he thought, because he wanted to know. Bud might say, well, I'm not going to do it. And at least he told him. And so, but it depended on what point of his ownership. There was one point when he made Lad Herzig, who was a 34-year-old accountant who ran the financial part. The people who run the finances usually have influence with owners because they can show them how they're making the money. Lad was 34 years old when he backstabbed Bum Phillips to get him fired on New Year's Eve in 1980. And then Lad was named youngest general manager in the NFL. And he took over a reign of terror, but he did a really good job at bringing in players. And they went to the playoffs 7 years in a row. And Bud stepped back, and just Lad went to the owners' meetings. Bud didn't go. And then Bud started to flex his muscle when he fired Lad, because Lad had gotten out of control, named Mike Olivak the general manager. Bud started making decisions, listening to Mike to hire Buddy Ryan as defensive coordinator in 93 without even consulting Jack Pardee, the head coach. And that was the exact opposite way that you work. It was total dysfunction during that period. Now, they were great in 93, but they had more controversy than any team I've ever seen. And then when Bud hired Floyd as general manager, Floyd hired Jeff, it gave him some normalcy. And Floyd still had to report to Steve Underwood. He had to report to Bud. But everything worked out really well. But the only thing Bud made him do that I can remember was this. I remember calling Bud one time and saying, so are you going to draft Vince Young? And he would say, well, you know, I really like the kid. He won the national championship for UT. And I said, so what you're telling me is VY is my guy. And he goes, oh, yeah, I like that. VY is my guy. So I quote. I couldn't wait to quote him on that. And people thought about that a lot. And of course, he fired people. So Bud was heavily involved. You know, he was there in the office every day. And sometimes he would make decisions and sometimes he wouldn't. And, you know, if they didn't want Vince Young, by God, he would have fired both of them and got a general manager and coach in there who wanted him.
That I know for sure. And talking to Floyd about it. We'll have more with Sean McClain coming up next here on Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Wednesday. Continuing our conversation with John McClain, HoustonTexans.com is where you can find his work.
John, we're so glad you're with us today because of what's been going on with this franchise. Let me ask you this, John. Does Amy Adams, if she talked, would this clear a lot of things up? Because I personally, John, think it would. If she got out there, took questions, answered it honestly, I think it would clear a lot of what's going on up. What do you think?
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't put the owner out there in this situation. No owner that I know of goes out there. I was watching John Mara, and I was watching Woody Johnson's quotes. They can't tell the truth. You know, they always put out a statement talking about how well the guy did. Well, then why the hell did you fire him? The bottom line is the person's in charge of everything. In this case, Chad Brinker should be the one who's talking. He's over personnel. He's over coaching. He's over everything. So he is the face. 95% of the teams would not put their owner out there. Texans wouldn't do it. You know, they put out statements. Jerry Jones would do it, of course, because Jerry hadn't found a camera he doesn't like. But, you know, now Chad Brinker's in charge. He's the one you guys should be talking to after Brian Callahan.
What if they don't make them available? Because right now there's nothing on the schedule to let the media even talk to Chad Brinker or Brian Callahan after what's going on.
Did Chad talk yesterday?
No. Just nothing.
I thought I saw Paul Kaharsky have a bunch of quotes.
He talked to Paul. He talked to a couple of reporters just separately, but not a formal press conference or anything.
Yeah, well, they should have a form. If you're the new guy in charge, you should have a formal news conference and talk to everybody. And Brian Callahan, maybe he doesn't talk until the combine about it. And let me say something. I want to wish somebody a lot of luck. Anthony Pastrana.
Yes.
Who'd been there from the get-go. And when I used to come up there and cover a lot of Titans games, I got to know Anthony. He worked his way up, vice president. He was over all the video department, acknowledged as one of the best in the NFL. I cannot understand why he would get fired because I can't imagine he had anything to do with only three victories. Usually when a guy like that gets fired, it's because somebody else has somebody they've worked with or somebody they want to put in that position. Anthony, I can't imagine, would have any problems getting a job with any companies in Nashville. And I think their openings in the NFL, wish him the best of luck because he is a great guy.
Yes, he is.
Who was very, very good at his job.
Absolutely. John, let me ask you this. Chase had this question yesterday. When the Titans are going to fire a general manager, do they have to inform the NFL first before they do anything, or is there some sort of protocol, or do they have to tell the NFL nothing and just make a statement?
No, they don't have to tell anything. All that the NFL, what they do have to do is they have to go by the Rooney Rule. And I'm sure they're talking to the NFL about, because did they interview anybody? Chad got a promotion. Did he get a new title? At the same time.
Last year he did, so no, not,
okay,
not
well
this
then
year.
It doesn't matter. Then they can do it the way they did it. You know, they don't need to comply with the Rooney Rule as so many other teams do. And but no, they've got their structure now, and that's the way it's going to be. Hopefully it'll be that way for 20 years, and the Titans will turn it around and win. But right now that's set up with the GM. And I'm going to guess, and I don't know, I've never met Chad, but the guy that comes there as the GM will be somebody who worked with him in Green Bay or somebody he knows, because that person's going to come in there knowing, I'm the general manager, but I don't have final say on anything, and every team in the league knows that. And obviously he wants to be a general manager. Now, maybe things don't go well. Amy fires Chad and gives the GM all the power. So it's going to take a while to know that, of course. And I never met Rand Carthon, but I don't know a lot of people there who I've talked to were surprised that he was fired. Maybe it's because they listened to Chase and Big Joe.
Right. John, did you ever write anything in Houston where Bud Adams personally called you to dispute that or was angry at you?
Bud was angry at me a lot but it wasn't about things. One time I wrote something. Bud, I got a bunch of calls that Bud had sent a letter out to people in the organization telling them times were tough and they were going to get 2% raises. And they were infuriated because the team made money. And he signed the checks in red ink. Well, he always signed things in red, but it's made a better story. And I called and got some anonymous quotes. And then I called Bud's office, and his assistant said, I said, I'd like to ask Bud a couple of questions about a story I'm working on. And she came back and said, well, he's not available. And I said, well, just let him know I'm writing a story in the Chronicle about him telling his employees times are tough and they're not getting but a 2% raise, and he signed it in red ink. She said, hold on. He comes back on immediately, and he tells me, he says, if you write this story, you're not flying on the charter anymore. I said, Bud, I hadn't flown on the charter since frequent flyer programs were invented in 1983. This would be like 15 years later. And then he said, well, you're not getting comp tickets anymore. I said, Bud, I've never taken comp tickets. Chronicle buys me two every year. And he goes, he's frustrated. He goes, well, I'm going to call your boss. Who in your office is my equivalent? And I said, thank God, nobody. And I said, but Dick Johnson's the publisher. This guy's the sports editor. Feel free to call him. And Dick Johnson called the managing editor later and said, what's McLean got Bud all riled up about? And I told the managing editor, and he told him, he said, okay, good, keep it up. That's when they were losing it and going through bad times.
Oh, yes. See, and even if Amy was that way now, like, that'd be better than what we got. She just doesn't talk at all. But, oh, man,
well,
that's
most
fantastic.
Owners don't. Just keep that in mind. Most owners don't, because you don't want them to have to stand up there with their fingers crossed talking about how good somebody was that they just fired, how they love working with them, who they just fired, keeping their fingers and toes crossed.
Like Kraft said about mayo?
Yeah, exactly.
John,
We see a lot of this at this time of year. Most of the time, you can read into it. It's like there was a story, maybe a Schefter, Rappaport, I can't remember, that NFL teams were going to be interested in Steve Sarkisian right before Texas playing Ohio State. So I figured, okay, his agent put it out there because he needs a raise from $10 million. That's, nobody can get by on only $10 million. Or Ohio State put it out there to try to get the Longhorns distracted. You always have to think, and agents do the most at this time of year, that where something comes from and who benefits from it the most. Always keep that in mind.
Yep, that is 100% true. John, we appreciate it as always. We'll see how this thing shakes out over the course of the next week and talk to you next week.
Well, thank you guys very much. It's going to be fun with the Titans having that first pick.
Yes.
Thank you.
See you, John. John McLean joining us here on the program as he does every Wednesday at 9:30. We're wide open the rest of the way. Your reaction, to what John had to say, you know, he does make a good point about owners and talking, but I think the problem that we all have is there's just the only message we hear right now is from the head coach, and that's the issue.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
I'm with you. You're right.
We'll discuss that coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.